I've had a blood clot and am being treated with blood thinners. How long will I need to stay on this kind of treatment?
It's interesting. A certain percentage of patients with membranous nephropathy, about 10%, will have blood clots. It may even be a higher percentage of patients. Perhaps up to half of patients with membranous nephropathy will have a clot, including clots in the vein that drains the kidney. So, to a certain extent, the answer to your question depends upon where your blood clots are, how significant they are, and whether or not your disease process has been brought into remission. If the membranous nephropathy goes into remission and you no longer have proteinuria, you no longer have a low serum albumin, your serum albumin or that blood protein in the blood becomes normal, then the need for blood thinners is really significantly reduced. Why patients with membranous nephropathy get clots in the first place is not clear, but it appears to be associated with a very low serum albumin, a very low amount of protein in the blood, probably because you are losing clotting control proteins that we aren't measuring well. But if you're losing a lot of protein in the urine, you're probably losing those clotting control proteins as well. If you still have lots of protein in your urine then, and you're not in remission, then in fact you have to stay on blood thinners if you've had a blood clot. If the disease has been brought under control, especially if you're in remission, why, about 3 months after you have been brought into remission, you probably can come off these blood thinning medicines.